Chapter 14.2 Section Summary.
Southern cotton became very important in global trade networks. Great Britain was the South's main foreign trading partner. The cotton trade led to the development of major port cities such as Savannah, Georgia, and New Orleans, Louisiana. In these cities, factors, or crop brokers, managed the cotton trade and helped their towns grow into commercial centers. The challenge for planters was getting their cotton to these ports. Steamboats had become the main method of transportation, but planters who did not live close to navigable rivers had difficulties transporting their crops to market. There were few road projects in the South, and southern states did not quickly adopt the canal system. Some southerners were concerned about the region's dependence on cotton. The South generally exported cotton in exchange for British manufactured goods. Cotton was not the only crop grown in the South, however. Tennessee was the nation's largest producer of corn, Maryland and Virginia produced the most wheat, and Louisiana led the sugar industry. Also, many planters continued to raise tobacco. Hemp and flax became important crops because they made the sackcloth and ropes used to bundle cotton into bales. The rope and sackcloth industries were typical of Southern businesses that provided goods for farmers. Other successful Southern businesses included the lumber industry and cattle raising. Although mechanization did not spread as rapidly as it did in the North, some Southerners used machines to process crops. Others, such as writer Hinton Rowan Helper, believed that the South needed more industries so that it would not lag behind the modern world. Joseph R. Anderson heeded Helper's advice. Anderson owned the Tredegar Ironworks in Richmond, Virginia. His company was one of the most productive ironworks in the country, making locomotives, naval hardware, and cannons. This was the only large iron-producing factory in the South.